The solemnity of the most holy body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi. It reminds us the Last Supper. And the Last Supper, as what we call the last meal of Jesus, ate with his disciples before his betrayal, and he was arrested. The Last Supper is recorded in a synoptic gospel. And it was more than Jesus' last meal. It was a Passover meal as well. One of the important moments of the Last Supper is when Jesus commands to remember what he has about to do on behalf of all humankind. Each gospel has their own way to relate it to the Last Supper. But the Last Supper imbued the Passover with a new meaning, instituted a new covenant. You heard that even in the first reading, when the blood was shed upon them, and they say, this is the one that he make the covenant. Our Lord made the covenant to each one of you. Today in the gospel, he brought the Old Testament observance of the Passover feast to its fulfillment. Passover was a special holy event for the Jewish people in that it commemorated the time when God spared them from the plague of physical death and brought them out of the slavery of Egypt. During the Last Supper with his apostles, Jesus took two symbols associated with the Passover and imbued them with the fresh meaning as a way to remember his sacrifice, which saved us from a spiritual death and deliver us from a spiritual bondage. After taking the cup, he gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among you. For I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took the bread and gave it thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. And in some of the synoptic of the gospel, it also reminds us to do these in remembrances of me, of him. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup. And he took the cup and said, is this the new covenant with my blood, which is poured out for you? A new covenant between God and Israel, in which God said, I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and there will be my people. As we remember that in Jeremiah. Jesus reminds us a direct reference to this new covenant on the Last Supper. This cup is my covenant of my blood. In God's grace, the new covenant applies to more than Israel. Everyone who has faith in Christ will be saved. As Pope Francis reminds us, the Eucharist of the Last Supper gives us a grateful memory, because it makes us to see that we are the Father's children whom he loves and nourishes. It gives us a free memory because Jesus' love and forgiveness healed the wounds of the past, relieve our remembrances of wrong experiences and afflicted. It gives us a patient memory because amid all the troubles that we know that the Spirit of Jesus remains in each one of us. The celebration of the body and the blood of Christ, the Eucharist of the Last Supper, encourage us, even on the hardest road, that we are not alone. And the Lord does not forget us. Wherever we turn to Him, and restore us with His love. When I was putting together this reflection or homily for you, in the background, I have a son that he reminds me. I know that sometimes we cannot sing songs that are not part of the church, but it reminds me the son that was. I was listening in the back, and he said, "When the night has come and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light that we'll see, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand and stand by me." That's what Jesus reminds us in the Eucharist, and that's what we come to celebrate at this altar every time. And every time we should remember, as the chorus said of the sun. The sun said, "Oh, so darling, darling, stand by me." But at that moment, I was putting everything together. I said, "Jesus, Jesus, stand by me. Stand by me. Oh, stand by me."